And it's 7 o'clock. You're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Thanks for tuning in and staying tuned to your community radio station here in Richmond. It's time for If Music Could Talk, and we've got a very special show tonight. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a little bit. I want to say thanks to Paul Ginder really quickly here, to DJ Paul G, for filling in for me last week when I was out visiting my sister in L.A. We're going to start off with some music from Thailand, from a new compilation. And this is a Thai funk compilation on Light in the Attic Records. It's actually not brand new. I think it came out last year sometime. The song is Yang Hai Mun Kong, which means Don't Let Them Cheat. And it's by group Royal Sprite.
พวกฉันนัดกันเปิดวงเล่นไพ่เฮ้เอ็ดอึ้งกันทำไมไอ้ไฟมันเล่นไพ่กองนี่ว่าเราจับมันได้คาตาใต้ขามีไพ่ตั้งห้าหกใบใบใบใบเอายังไงกับมันดีอย่างนี้เห็นทีต้องซัดสักหน่อย
I'm fine.
Yeah, that was a song from Thai Funk, Volume 1 on Light in the Attic Records. And yeah, that was Yang Hai Mong Kong by Royal Sprite. So you're listening to If Musical Talk on WRRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And we'll continue on here with, this is some Chinese agogo from the 60s. This is Nancy Sit, and the song is called, we'll hear Shaken All Over. And then we'll hear Hang On Sloopy, go-go music out of Singapore. And maybe it's Chinese music out of Singapore. So from the 60s. And this is Nancy Sit. And thanks for the call to Michelle for calling. Thanks for tuning in, Michelle. We'll get some bachata in a little bit. So stay tuned. Stay tuned, everybody. Here's Nancy Sit with Shaking All Over.
Oh,
That was Nancy Sit out of Singapore from the 1960s and probably around 65, 66. Hang On Sloopy, and we also heard Shaking All Over, both of them from her full-length LP, The Best of Nancy Sit, on Squirrel Record. Before that, we heard that track by Royal Sprite on Thai Funk Volume 1. And now we're going to hear, since it was just, we just passed through the Persian New Year, we're going to hear some gems from the 60s and 70s from the, I guess, pre-revolutionary Iran. That's a compilation here on Vampy Soul called Rangarang. We're going to hear a track called E Vala, sung by Puran, and then maybe one by Shore. There's a track called Omadi, if they're not too long. And then we're going to hear some cumbia after that, and maybe a bachata song too. So you're listening to If Music Could Talk on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And I want to remind all the volunteers out there, as just talking to Max here, that we're having elections. So if you're in the studio, you have a chance to vote for a VCPP board member. So make sure you read up on those candidates and come on in and cast your vote. All right. So here's Puran singing E Vala on If Music Could Talk.
چشم افسونگر تو آتش بارد از آن لاله چون شکر تو
از آن چهره لطف و صفا ریزد ریزد گر برخیزی فتنه بر پا خیزد خیزد
در پای تو هم چون جای سر می نهم در پایت سر با دیده تر می نهم
تو در زیبایی
من
همچون گلهایی
از گل بهتری
ای والا
سروی سروری
ای والا
لال روی مشکین موی فتنه بارد از آن چشم افسونگر تو آتش بارد از آن لاله چون شکر تو
ای بلا
سروی سروری
ای بلا
لال روی مشکین موی فتنه بارد از آن چشم افسونگر تو آتش بارد از آن لاله چون شکر تو بهتری
ای والا
سروی سروری
ای والا
لال روی مشکین موی فتنه بارد از آن چشم افسونگر تو آتش بارد از آن لاله چون شکر تو
Thank you. وقتی که اشکم لحظه چکیدنش بود، وقتی که قنچه لبم صبح خوب چیدنش بود، اومدی وقتی که بار می اومد تاقیه بود، وقتی که پرنده عشق لحظه رسیدنش بود، اومدی وقتی که دلگیر بودم تو خودم اسیر و زنجیر بودم، اومدی مثل یه خورشید اومدی وقتی از بود و نبود سیر بودم، اومدی 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 چه خوب کردی اومدی، روزای خالی دلم و قلوب کردی اومدی. اومدی چه خوب کردی اومدی، روزای خالی دلم و غروب کردی اومدی.
somos todos estrellas brillando en un mar sin fin.
Todos estrellas, un mar sin fin.
Somos la misma rosa creciendo en este jardín.
La misma rosa en este jardín.
Todos música somos.
WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Here's Aventura with Dile al Amor.
Oh, aciertas una. Mis febreros son largos, aunque no sea tu intención. Pues dile al amor que no toque mi puerta, que yo no estoy en casa, que no vuelva mañana. A mi corazón ya le ha fallado en ocasiones. Me fui de vacaciones, lejos de los amores. Yes, sir.
Así soy yo, estamos los dos, falta de cariño. Harlem is my heart. Mío. Ok. Let me find out.
Yeah, it's a beautiful love song there. Aventura, we heard two in a row by Aventura. That was Mi Corazoncito. And before that, Dile al Amor from The Last, their 2009 album. You may hear in the background some gamelan. I don't know if you can hear that, but they're getting ready. They're getting set up and ready. So somewhere around 8 o'clock, we're going to have some live gamelan music, which is really exciting. I'm really excited. So stay tuned for that. We're gonna hear one more bachata song. This is Anthony Santos, "Voy Pa Allá," and it's from La Chupadera from 1992. And stay tuned. 8 o'clock, somewhere around that time, we're gonna have that live performance.
Voy pa' allá. world's heavenly tones.
So you're listening to Of Musical Talk, and I want to tell you that, well, that was the great Bob Marley, first of all, with I'm Gonna Get You from Reggae on Broadway. It's almost 8 o'clock, and we have very special guests, Mr. Gusti Komendarta with Gamelan Raga Kusuma, led by Andy McGraw. Gamelan music from Indonesia via Indonesia, as well as members of that that group from Richmond here. So that should be really, really nice. So stay tuned for that. I want to let you know that VCU Arts has lined up a full slate of movies for their film series VCU Arts Cinematheque. And films are presented Tuesdays at 7 p.m. at the Great Street Theater, 934 West Great Street in 35mm, using VCU's state-of-the-art projection system, including a new screen, Dolby Stereo Surround Sound, and Kinoton Projector. Next up on March 27th is French director Jacques Rivette's 2011 film Around a Small Mountain. These screenings are free on a first-come, first-served basis. More information is available at arts.vcu.edu/Great Street. And yeah, you're listening to Musical Talk on WRAR LP 97.3 FM. Richmond Independent Radio. And I'm going to see if I can play that the other record. I was going to play Pop Minang out of Indonesia. If this doesn't work, though, because I heard some funny sounds coming out of that turntable just now, then we'll switch over to something else real quick. So, anyway, stay tuned for Gamelan live performance here on WRAR. But first, Eli Kassim. That was Eli Kassim from her album Sinariao, song called Sadia. And I'm going to press this button and we're going to turn on the mics for Studio B. Is can you hear me, Andy?
I can hear you.
All right. We're here with Andy McGraw, leader of the Gamelan Raga Kusuma. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've got a special guest with you this evening. Do you want to introduce him?
Yeah, his name is Coleman Darta, Gusti Komen Darta, from the village of Pengosekan, Bali, Indonesia.
All right. And how long has Mr. Gusti Komen Darta been here in the States?
How long has Gusti been here this time? About 2 months?
A month and a half.
A month and a half? Yeah.
Okay. So how did you guys hook up? I mean, how did you guys meet?
Komen Coleman's family was already really well known, and I had heard about his family and during my first trips to Bali. And when I was doing a lot of research, Coleman was a musician in this fabulous ensemble called Sudamani that was doing a lot of collaborations and new music and tours. And through that, we met, and a lot of the people in my cohort and the group that I worked with up in New York started studying with him and his brother and collaborating with him. And we've invited him to America a couple times, and he's also been on other tours with Sudamani through America. And he's actually right now doing a faculty replacement for a friend of mine up at Bucknell University in Pennsylvania. So he's working with us, and he's working with the group up in New York also.
Wow. Well, it's, you know, a real honor to have Mr. Darta and you guys also here tonight. And, you know, obviously, I guess you perform a lot here in Richmond, but you also take this on the road as well. I saw a performance that your group, Gamelan Raga Kusuma, did at Gallery 5 a while back, and I know that you were saying that there's, you know, classic gamelan stuff, and then there's new compositions. Would Mr. Darta also composes his own stuff, right?
Yeah, he's a fabulous composer, scary composer.
Well, I'm really excited to hear this music, and I'm just going to let you guys take it away. So you go ahead and introduce the songs whenever you want, and maybe you're going to do two songs?
Yeah, we're going to do two songs, and then we'll talk a little bit. So the first song is a very, very, very classic song. It's used to introduce the traditional shadow play. It's called Alas Arum, which means the fragrant forest. And earlier today, we did a shadow play at the University of Richmond, so we'll play a little bit of this again, and you'll hear Gusti Coleman doing the vocalizations of the shadow puppeteer while Nikki and I play. And then I'll have members of the local ensemble play what would be a kind of overture piece for the shadow play. Okay?
All right, thank you.
Here we go.
Thank you. So that's it for those two songs.
That was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you all very much.
Thanks for having us.
I wanted to ask you, Andy, if you could at least just sort of briefly, if that's possible, explain to our listeners a little bit about, first, I guess, the rhythms they're hearing in those pieces, but also maybe just a teeny little bit of background about Shadow Play and what maybe those songs might be about a little more.
Sure, sure. Well, what you're hearing, and what I think is more interesting if you can see it, is four metallophones, four, it's like metal xylophones. And because they're really, really resonant, you have to damp the key after you hit it. So you're playing with two hands, and you're hitting a key, and right after you hit it, you're damping it with your wrist. So the technique's a little bit involved. But that also means that if you want to play a really fast melody, you can't by yourself without it being really muddy, right? So that means that there's a kind of musical division of labor where one part, where the melody is divided into two parts, and that often winds up being pretty complicated interlocking parts. So if you hear, often in the left hands between the instruments will be the same, and the right hands will be these complex interlocking parts. And there's no notation, and most of this stuff is through composed, so it's just this rather long process of memorization.
Wow.
But the first piece, you could probably hear, had a much more fluid time structure that wasn't necessarily a steady beat or a meter. And it's much more open, and it's designed around following the shadow puppeteer's voice. So it kind of represented two different styles. The second piece might be used as the overture for a shadow play, whereas the first piece we played would be used within the structure of the shadow play itself as kind of a context for the shadow puppeteer to warm up his voice.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. And this performance you guys did tonight included shadow play?
Yeah, so we did a traditional, it's called Wayang Kulit, shadow play. It's in Bali, it's usually excerpts from the Indic Mahabharata or Ramayana. Mm. So earlier today it was a part of the Mahabharata where Arjuna, one of the five heroic brothers, transforms himself into a kind of a transvestite to get a girl, basically.
Yeah.
So it's one of those interesting stories.
Interesting strategy.
That's right. It works out, you know, I mean, it normally yeah. does, yeah. So
it's a legendary, I mean, ancient
that's
story.
Right, right. So yeah, that's what we were doing, and some of the music we'll be playing later is also part of the music you would play as the shadow puppeteer is taking the puppets out of the box and arranging them on the screen. Yeah.
Well, would you guys like to play one more, and then maybe one more after that?
Sure, we'll play one more. We'll play one now, which is another kind of virtuosic overture piece called Cilindro. And then we'll talk a little bit more, and we'll play another piece from the shadow play.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Probably could have saved my wow for that note to die out a little more. But thank you. Thank
go
you.
On and on.
Can you also tell me, tell the listeners also, a little bit about the settings in which gamelan orchestras play traditionally back in Bali and Indonesia?
Often you'd be performing for a temple ceremony, but you know the whole idea of sacred and profane, as we know it in America, doesn't really map neatly on to the way things happen in Bali. So a temple might be thought of as a kind of series of concentric rings, and as you get closer to the center, it's more sacred or older performance types, and on the outside you might have a kind of a more carnival atmosphere with even kind of gambling and more bawdy humor in the theater, more contemporary composition. You have food stalls, so it's this kind of combination of like mass and carnival at the same time.
Yeah.
But you know, you also have national conservatories, and you have radio stations, and you have secular contests, and you have tourist performances. You know, Bali is one of the major tourist destinations of Southeast Asia, so a lot of music is performed with tourists. A lot of collaborations happen with visiting researchers and students, and so there are lots of different kinds of contexts for this kind of stuff.
Yeah. And it's, you know, the tradition is, as you were saying, it's a lot of memorization, right? I mean, there's no written gamelan music, or is that...
You know, in the conservatory, they have a kind of cipher notation, but they don't really... It's not, you know, you would say prescriptive. No one's using it. No one's sight reading. No one's using it in performance.
Yeah.
Normally, you just see notation as a kind of mnemonic after the fact.
Right.
That's very, very, very simplified, and you don't really see this kind of all this heavy interlocking stuff ever written down. And it's really just about an oral tradition where you're learning, you know, in individual rehearsals with your teacher or with your friends, and there's not that much improvisation until you get at a really high level, and then it's frightening improvisation in that you have these amazing pairs of performers that can apparently improvise while interlocking at the same time, which you would think kind of requires telepathy. But Komen and his brother are one of these pairs of musicians where they play together, and it's kind of unreal how they can almost seem to be making up a through composed composition, and yet they're interlocking perfectly at the same time. And you only really get that from, you know, growing up and playing together for years and years and years.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I had mentioned that Mr. Gusti Komen Darta is coming from a long tradition in his family of playing gamelan. Is
yeah,
that correct?
Yeah, and his father was a very well-known musician and arranger. You know, the whole idea of composer versus arranger is really fluid in Bali. But Sudamani, this well-known ensemble that tours America, plays compositions that Komen's dad helped arrange and helped transmit. And he was a really well-respected Ginder Wayang musician. This is the kind of music we're playing tonight, which is generally regarded as the most difficult and virtuosic form on the island.
Uh-huh. And one more question here for you know, this genre of style of music. I remember at the performance at Gallery 5, you were saying, you know, as you get more and more familiar with this tradition, you and people who play this music can recognize eras of this music, and the compositions have changed over the eras, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a very, you know, we have this kind of instinctive impression of music, this kind of music, that it's traditional or that it's old, and it's sometimes shocking to my students to say that, you know, well, you know, everything that we're playing was composed in the last 10 years or something. We have this almost need to imagine it being part of this unchanging, timeless tradition, but it's always changing. Even the aspects of the tradition that I think some Balinese would like to represent as unchanging undergoes a lot of transformation. And even the kind of shadow play music we're playing today, There are all these linkages between different villages, and the exact style we're playing is, you know, Komen's father is really responsible for that. So, it's just, and I'm sure Komen is already introducing his own variations into this kind of music. So it's something that's always changing.
Well, this is really exciting again to be hearing this live. And why don't you guys go ahead and play another one if you want to?
Okay. Yeah. So this will be part of the shadow play where the puppeteer is setting up the puppets along the screen.
Jaga Arsa.
That is Gamelan Raga Kusuma and Gusti Komen Darta here live on Musica Talk, and you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And I want to thank all of you. Thank you so much, especially to Gusti Komen Darta and all of you. Thank you for coming in and bringing these beautiful instruments up here and playing this really amazing music.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. And if people are interested this Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Greek Theater at University of Richmond, or in Booker Hall, if it's raining, we're going to have a concert of this music along with some Japanese taiko and some Ghanaian drumming. We'll have wonderful dancers from the Indonesian embassy and a wonderful Ghanaian master dancer and drummer named Nani Agbeli down. That's
free and family friendly.
Wow. What? Repeat the date and time again?
The date is this Sunday, April 1st, at 3 p.m. It's going to be at the Greek Theater, the University of Richmond. If it's raining, it's going to be in Camp Concert Hall in the Booker Building. And okay. We're going to have, let's see, Brazilian Bossa Nova and Samba. We're going to have Gamelan. We're going to have Ewe West African drumming. And we're going to have Taiko drumming. We're going to have some wonderful guests, musicians and dancers for that. That's free. It's a fun event for people to just bring their kids and kind of picnic out for that event. And the Gamelan, Raga Kusumo, is actually an open community ensemble. And we have rehearsals Sundays 3 to 5 and Thursdays 7 to 9 at the International Center in the University of Richmond. And it's free, open to anybody in the community. The music is, you know, kind of an acquired taste. It's hard.
It's difficult music to play.
Yeah, it's
and to learn.
But you know, the music is designed. The full ensemble music is designed really around a community. So somebody's, you know, playing a big gong and then counting for 8 beats and hitting the gong. And I think most people can count for 8 beats and hit a gong. And then you've got, you know, this kind of hard stuff that we've been doing for people that might want to dig in a little bit more. And we've got, you know, 6-year-old kids in the group. Some teenagers and families that just join it as a family.
And you guys actually performed at our party for the rest of us this
year.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun. Yeah,
I noticed that you had a lot of members and a lot of different age groups and variety of cultures representing the
Milano, it's a pretty diverse group. It's interesting because we've got a Balinese family, and this is their kind of connection to home locally, but we've got a lot of people that just, you know, heard it on, you know, a show like this and just came down and checked it out. It's kind of one of these rare opportunities for people of different age groups to, you know, get together and do something creative. We don't have a lot of opportunities for that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, after your performances, I remember just getting close to those instruments and, you know, being in the same room as them, some people were just fascinated by the instruments, and I know you invited the audience to come up and you know, they could play them gently if they wanted to, or at least look at them.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta beat these things pretty hard to break them. But they're in these really, you know, gorgeous cases. So they're really works of art as well.
They're really nice, beautiful.
Yeah,
I'm looking at these gilded, kind of looks like faces on the sides of them.
Yeah, they have these some benevolent demons on the ends here.
Yeah,
scaring the bad demons away. Yeah.
Are those imported? Do you go over and buy them and bring them back personally? Or
Oh, yeah. Nobody knows how to make this stuff here. And it winds up being the case that, you know, the shipping costs not as much as the instruments themselves. These instruments that we're playing, they're probably about 30 years old.
And do some of your, I guess this would be like the advanced all-star sort of reduced size of the group. You've only got 5 or 6 folks here today.
This is the more, we've got a few different ensembles. So the larger ensemble is called a gong kibyar, and you only use one hand. You only have a mallet in one hand. You're damping with the other hand. It can get really, really difficult, but the learning curve isn't as scary as these instruments. And these kind of take a special kind of obsessive compulsiveness to dig into. But it's, you know, it's really beautiful music, I think, and it's very different from some of the other repertoire, and it's something that you can fit in your car. I mean, one thing about gamelan is it's like the heaviest tradition out there. I mean,
physically heavy.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, if it's almost like schlepping a pipe organ around. Like,
yeah,
it's really heavy stuff.
We had a group where a guy was having to bring a pedal steel guitar up here at one point during our fun drive, and that was an immense, probably in the same way, in the same kind of shape too. Do some of these more advanced and, you know, more interested students of yours end up buying their own? And I guess they would, right?
Yeah. Although, you know, it's one of these traditions where, like I said, because the music is organized the way it is, such that you really can't play anything by yourself, it doesn't make that much sense to actually practice by yourself. This is one thing I was kind of struck by the first time I went to Bali, and I was coming from a conservatory, and to me a conservatory was about, you know, this kind of honeycomb of practice rooms where people were spending 6 hours a day in isolation working on their music. And you go to the National Conservatory in Bali and there's a single practice room.
Right.
People are just making music together, you know, as as an ensemble, and musically, you know, that's how it's put together. It doesn't make that much sense to be by yourself kind of shredding. and to me, that was really attractive, because I had eventually found this virtuosic solo tradition really kind of alienating, and it was interesting to find a tradition that was extremely virtuosic and compositionally really challenging, but that involved a lot of hanging out together and like eating and shooting the stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Breathe.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much again, and thanks to all of you. Thanks to Gusti Komandarta. Thank you to all your members of Gamelan Raga Kusuma. And thank you, Andy. Appreciate you being on the show again. This is the second time you've been up here on my show. But thank you, and thank you for what you do.
Yeah, thanks for having us. You don't hear this kind of stuff on the radio too often.
That's right. Well, yeah. Welcome to come on in, and we're going to continue the show here. I guess I'm going to play a Vietnamese traditional piece here. Not traditional, actually, 60s sort of, but a little more traditional than the go-go dance music that I've been playing in recent shows. This is Con Quoc Vietnam by Ha Tan.
Yeah. chàng chiến sĩ Việt Nam. Ơi chàng chiến sĩ Việt Nam. Money on land and money on sea. I got $1,000 in New York just waiting on me.
I'm like a wiretap that's strapped with your imagination. Years of love, tears of blood. You was up the club like beers and drugs. Now I'm trapped in limbo with your golden fist symbol to see the soul. Use my eyes for a window. Only if I could escape from this loneliness. The assault of your love is felonious. It was your kiss that broke my narcissist. Still I roam this earth like the prince of darkness.
Thank you. It's alright.